Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here and this is Grim's Hentai Corner. We are back with Discipline and let's go ahead and get started. Odakawa and I got to school and stood in silence watching this exchange between the assistant dean and Leona. I was in shock from seeing someone get hit, but Odakawa looked on as if it was the most normal thing. Honor student that she is, she's not fazed by this sort of thing. Wow, that was incredible. Yeah. But you don't seem shocked at all. I don't get any pleasure from watching someone's ill fortune. Ugh, she makes me feel like the bad guy for having watched with such interest. What bothers me more is that Leona Morimoto has shown up again today, now that you mention it. I had been totally distracted by the show. Leona Morimoto was at school again today. This is not all... What? This is not at all what I was told. It's been months since she showed up at school so much. I hope she's not gonna come to school every day now. Every day? I thought I could somehow manage because I was told she rarely came to school. But if I have to see her every day, I'll lose my mind. She doesn't show up unless there's something that entertains her. There's something at the school that has definitely got her interested. Odakawa says and looks at me. Stare. What's that look for? You're the only thing I can think of. How can you say something so horrible? Well, I don't know for sure. It could be coincidence. Please let it be a coincidence. Sister! I look to see the owner of the voice. It's a guy so pretty he could be mistaken for a girl. He's running towards Leona. It would have been difficult to determine his sex had he not been wearing a guy's uniform. Oh, it's you, Kaoru. Leona pets the guy's head as if he were a pet. Good guy. Holy shit, that's a guy? How unusual for you to come to school so many days in a row. Really? What is it? Is it to see me? Partly, but that's not it. Oh, come on, tell me. Haha, there's a guy I have my eye on. What? The guy's face grows dark. Are you gonna dump me for another guy? Are you jealous or is my pet talking back to me? No, I'm just scared that you're gonna dump me. Oh, isn't that cute? Okay, I'm gonna pamper you so much that you forget such silly thoughts. Sister, the guy gets a dreamy look in his eyes and leans into Leona. Odakawa and I were watching Leona and that guy out of the corner of our eyes. We couldn't make out what they were saying, but I could tell what sort of relationship they had from the way the guy was all over Leona. That girly guy, the girly man. It's awfully clingy towards Leona Morimoto. Oh, that's Leona Morimoto's pet. Pet? He's like a dog that has been domesticated. She always keeps one with her. Wow, that's something, folks. And when she gets bored, she dumps him and gets a new one, just like a pet. Yeah, because, like, Most people do that, right? Being the master is one thing, but being the pet is yet another thing. She likes you. You should be careful, or she's gonna put a collar around your neck. Oof. Give me a break. Besides, I'm not that pretty. You're so naive. That pet just happens to be a pretty guy. She doesn't care if he's not the prettiest so long as he meets the other requirements. And those guys get dumped fast and go through hell. It's all about how well you can live up to her expectations. I wonder if she's directing this at me. I'm sure she's trying to warn me, but she's getting on my nerves. Thanks for the warning. I'm annoyed with what she's telling me, but she doesn't seem to be doing it out of malice, so I decide to shrug it off. Let's go. It's a waste of time to dilly-dally here. Yeah. I catch up with Odakawa. Besides, you'll get to see some much better shows. Especially if that girl decides to come to school every day. You'll see more than you could ever want to. I can tell that Odakawa is not happy about this. Same here. I get depressed thinking about what is to come. We are at ground zero, being in the same class as her. I have to spend my days with this ticking bomb called Leona Morimoto. It's too hellacious to even think about. We enter the classroom. It's already buzzing with talk of Leona Morimoto. The morning incidents were being recounted all over the room. Odakawa and I make our way through this and find our seats. Hi, good morning, everyone. The child of the devil, the subject of the rumors, Leona Morimoto, enters the room. She seems to be in a great mood, because of course she is. She looks so calm and cool, you would never know she just hit someone. Well, yeah. When they see Leona, everyone stops talking and runs to their seats like insects scattering. Leona looks around the classroom, her eyes stop on me. I realize this, I avert my eyes. It's best to have as little as possible to do with her. If I just ignore her, I'm sure she will eventually get bored and leave me alone. But Leona comes towards me. I repeat in my head like a spell, "Don't come, don't come." I pray that she changes her trajectory, but my prayers are not answered. She comes straight towards me and stops right in front of me. I gather my resolve and slowly look up. Good morning to you, Hayami-kun. Leona Morimoto looks at my terror-stricken face and says to me with a smile on her face. I'm surprised that she's the one initiating friendly contact, given contrary to yesterday. Maybe I can get through the day with no incidents. Maybe she hasn't been herself up till now, and this is her normal self. Not wishful thinking. If I recall what the hell she put me through yesterday, there's no way she can be a good person. Good morning. You seem happy. It's hard to hold back my displeasure. I'd reply with the most benign response so as not to provoke her. Hehehe, you can tell. I just hit an old fart that pisses me off with my car, so I feel great. Leona Morimoto smiles a carefree smile. She tells me about the horrifying incident with no shame. Well, good for you. I answer her coolly. She has confirmed that it was not an accident, but something that she did consciously. I can't believe she tried to run someone over because she doesn't like them. What would happen if I got on her bad side? Even the thought of it sends chills up my spine. By the way, I notice that the tone of her voice has changed ever so slightly. You just averted your gaze, didn't you? Her face is smiling, but her eyes have the look of a murderer. This isn't getting off to a good start. No, it must be a coincidence. We have to have a talk. What? She's mad just because I averted my eyes? Is this woman a gangster? I remember the attitude I've taken. I shake in fear, thinking of what she might do to me. Will you come to the social club room during lunch? I'll serve you some lovely tea. Oof. The social club? Isn't that the club that Leona's the president of? I'm sure she's gonna do something bad again. Or maybe she's gonna poison me with that tea. No, she wouldn't do that. Of course she would, you idiot! I'm sure it's some unimaginable sexual humiliation. What am I gonna do? Shall I turn and run? No, there's no way I can do that. If I do that, she'll come after me even worse. Shit, this sucks no matter what! I'll be looking forward to lunch, Leona says and leaves the classroom laughing. She left. She's not even attending class. What did she come to school for? Well, what should I do? Why are you so down this morning? Sudo comes up to me, just having arrived. Help me, Sudo! I'm so scared I completely forgotten about the picture he gave me yesterday. I ask him for help shamelessly. What's that panic look for? I know, Leona Morimoto's done something again. Yeah, so I need you to help me. Give it up. There's nothing I can do for you. But... I don't want to die. Besides, in the interest of the photography club, I have to get along with her. Oh, come on. We're friends, aren't we? We may be friends, but we just met. We've got to have seen each other masturbate for me to take something like this on. What? I don't need a friend like you. No? I gotta agree. The guy says, well, we haven't seen each other masturbate yet, so we're not friends. No. That's not how that works. I'm a fool for asking him for help. There's only one other person who can help me. Help me, Otakawa. I am desperate. I swallow my pride and tug on Otakawa's sleeve. Stop it! Let go! I don't know. You're a guy. Take care of it yourself. She's right. But you're the valedictorian. Please do something. I don't do it by choice. Besides, how do you expect me to help you? Then come with me. All you have to do is come along. No way. You're the one who got called in. Leave me out of it. Besides, it's not right for me to go with you. Then will you go in my place? Are you crazy? I guess not. Don't go then. If I don't, who knows what she'll do to me? Well then go. What should I do? The end result is going to be the same anyway. I think it'll be less painful if you just go. Besides, it's your attitude that got you into this. If you just stand strong, nothing will happen. As if that would work with that girl. Besides, she just called you in. That doesn't mean she's gonna do anything to you. Well, that's true, but... Otakawa is right. I'm imagining the worst just because it's Leona Morimoto. Okay, I'm gonna think positive. She just invited me for tea. Right, just for tea. Just for tea. Just... Is it just... Is it that, really? No way. No, I can't. The more I think about it, the worse it gets. Everyone, get back to your seats. Look, the teacher's here. My mind is still racing. I go back to my seat. I can't pay any attention to the lecture. I worry and fret all the while till lunch. Lunch came quickly. What are you doing for lunch? I'll think about it if I make it back alive. Oh, I hope you get to eat. Yeah. I answer him distantly. Sudo and I and them see me off. I look like a dead man walking as I leave the classroom. I feel like I have lead shoes on as I walk to the social club. I head to the club room. I ask Sudo for directions. I find it easily. In front of me are huge double doors that must be the social club's entrance. It looks much different than the other clubs. I'm going in. I gather my resolve and knock. I wait for a while. The heavy-looking doors open slowly. Creak! You must be Hayami-kun. We've been waiting for you. Yes! A girl I've never seen before comes from the inside and greets me politely. Is she a member of the social club? She exudes poise and grace. Please come in. Miss Leona is waiting for you. Yes! I do as I say and enter the room. There before me is a room so incredible it doesn't look like it's part of the school. Leona Morimoto is sitting in chairs with the other members, having afternoon tea. I'm honored you came, Hayami-kun. This is horrible. Please, come and have some tea. Yes. Don't drink it. I'm sure it's spiked with something. It's a special blend from Maison Fortnum. I hope you like it. She says as one of the members gets a teacup and pours the golden fluid from the teapot into it. It looks like regular tea. The color and smell seem normal. Please, don't be shy. Hold on. Gotta check my walkthrough real quick, guys. Yeah, it is what it is. We haven't had a choice in a while. So give me a break. There we are. It says no thanks. So, yeah. No thanks it is. Probably spiked with something, guys. I'm not so fond of black tea. Then perhaps you'd prefer some Darjeeling. Leona claps her hands. One of the members changes my cup out right away. Please, have some. Leona says with a look that tells me she won't take no for an answer. Oh no, I can't say no. I resolve myself and bring the teacup to my lips. Gulp, gulp, gulp. The hot liquid goes down my throat. The tea tastes far better than the stuff you get at the supermarket and tea bags. It's deluxe, that's for sure. I drink about half of it at once and finally take a breather. I don't notice any changes. It didn't taste bad. I guess my imagination ran wild. Besides, everyone else is drinking from the same teapot. Would you care for a sweet? Leona says and places a plate of sweets in front of me. Now that's what's gonna be poisoned. The tea was just a cover. It's the sweets! Fearfully, I extend my hand to the plate. My hand shakes as I try to take a sweet. It says to take a cookie. I take a cookie and slowly put it in my mouth. Pop. Oh no, it's not even wrapped. It would be so easy to poison. These cookies with a creamy filling are especially dangerous. Leona takes the same thing from the plate and puts it in her mouth. I guess this means that they aren't spiked, but that makes me even more suspicious. Leona finishes what's in her mouth and speaks slowly. The reason I asked you to come here was because we want to deepen our friendship with you. But why me? We're looking for male members, and you were nominated. Miss Leona strongly suggested, so we'd like for you to join too. The girl met me at the entrance earlier speaks up to show her support for Leona. I'm sorry, I'm Karen Himeki. I'm the vice president of the social club. Oh, Leona is telling me to join this mysterious club of hers. Yet another unreasonable request. I have to avoid it at all costs. Who would willingly step foot into hell? Besides, this doesn't seem like a club for guys. As proof of that, there isn't a single guy in sight. I've already decided on a club to join. I make up a lie on the spot and decline to join. Oh, Himeki looks disappointed to hear this. What club would that be? If you tell me, I'll terminate it at once. This is so messed up. Anyway, I have no intention of joining the social club. I answer honestly. I told them! Himeki looks shocked at my response. I should get out of here, fast! If we're done, I'd like to leave so I can have some lunch. Leona snaps her fingers. The members who were standing by the door lock it. You're not getting out of here that easily. Oh, what are you gonna do? I'm not gonna keep my mouth shut this time. I take a strong stance, just like Arakawa told me to. I'm not gonna keep getting beat. I roll up my sleeves. I'm gonna get out of here no matter what it takes. There's windows, you can go through them. There may be a lot of them, but they're just girls. I think I'm strong enough to muscle my way out of this room. My, are you gonna get violent with us girls? If necessary, I will have no choice. You're more masculine than you seem, Himeki says, looking at me with dreamy eyes. She throws me off. Fine, so you're strong, but how long will you last? I won't let you keep having your way, huh? Oh, whoops. Pushed the wrong button. Okay. Alright. I say this, but I notice a strange sensation coming from my groin. I take a look. Quite contrary to my will, my groin is so swollen it's about to explode. Why at a time like this? I'm trying to be cool, but this is so uncool. How can I have any semen left after Miyagishi milked me dry this morning? Wow, look at that! It's so swollen, your zipper's about to bust. How can you have such resolve when your groin is so swollen? It's ridiculous. Shut up! I pray that it will calm down, but it won't listen. My body starts to get more and more sexually excited. I'd like to analyze your clinical data to make improvements. How did it taste? Did you put something in there? Of course I did. In the tea and in the sweets. All of it. You didn't notice, did you? It's tasteless and odorless. So there were drugs in there. But hang on a second. Hang on a second. All of you drank the tea and ate the sweets too. Yes, that's correct. Then why am I the only one affected? Oh, we're all just as ready as you are. Leona gives the signal, and Himeki and the other members pull up their skirts at once and lower their panties to show me their dripping crotches. I didn't know what to say. Because of the drug, their crotches were unusually shiny. They were dripping thick white fluid from their crotches, turned on by me looking at them and exposing themselves to me. Look, I'm so embarrassed. My thing... Look, my nipples are just as hard as your thing, Himeki-san says, blushing. Are you serious? I was completely taken and confused by the sight in front of me. In front of me are these seemingly very ladylike girls in an unspeakable state. Perhaps because of the medicine, my sense of reason vanishes and I'm just trying to take the situation in. As if to prove it, my hand reaches for my erection. Go ahead. Do whatever you want, Hayami-kun. That's why we called you here. The social club is a club to help us become more refined. It's a club that was established for us upper class girls to learn how to lure men. So the social club is just a name, and it's just a club so you can hone your skills on how to ensnare guys. In other words, it's just a lewd sex club. We'd really like for you to work with us, Hayami-kun. Please teach us inexperienced girls everything there is to know about your thing. Inexperienced my ass. No inexperienced girl would do something like this. Why do I have to get dragged into something like this in the middle of the day? I'd never even gone out with a girl until the other day, but now every day is a sexual hell. And it's never normal. At this rate, I'm gonna lose my mind from the pleasure. Everyone is waiting. Don't be shy, Hayami-kun. Please take us. Holding back is bad for your health. They're all getting impatient and are trying to satisfy themselves while thinking of you. Hayami-kun, come, join us in this world of pleasure. She says and extends her hand towards me, crotch dripping. Oh no, it's the same as yesterday. At this rate, I'm headed straight towards becoming Leona Morimoto's pet. I try my best not to indulge myself. But I'm so excited it's not gonna calm down that easily. The pain associated with holding back is like withdrawal symptoms and it's hard to endure. You're fighting to hold back with your life. No matter how hard you try to hold back, the effects of this drug aren't gonna wear off that quickly. You know that, don't you? And not a single guy who has been invited to the social club has gotten away. I'm sure numerous guys have caught Leona's eye and were brought here as their fodder. I can't imagine that anyone would be able to get away drugged like this. Why not just be honest about your desires? You can't escape anyway, so you may as well enjoy it. That's right, like us. See? Himeki says and rubs a sensitive spot in her crotch. She twitches and sighs sweetly. At the same time, fluid bubbles out of her crevice and drips down to her thigh. Or drips down her thigh, rather. Being shown this, I start to feel stupid for trying to resist. By letting them have their way with me just a little, I can be freed from the suffering. Not only that, I can be with the rich girls of the school, lock, stock, and barrel. Leona Morimoto is right. I'm not going to get away anyway. If that's the case, I may as well enjoy myself rather than suffer. The second I think that, my tension snaps. I think I can't hold on anymore. My efforts are futile. My resolve begins to shatter loudly. Ayami-kun, please take your pants off. Take off your britches, son. That's probably not what you'd want to hear in that situation. It's as if I'm being controlled by our words. I undo the button with shaking hands and pull the zipper down. Are you so flustered the zipper got caught? Zip. Leona snickers and unzips my pants for me. Bling! And that instant, my penis, having found an exit, bursts out of my underwear. Calm down, we're not going anywhere. Oh, wow! Look at the vein popping out. It's pulsating. You have something incredible, contrary to how you seem. Hameki's face is bright red, but she doesn't take her eyes off my penis. You're so hard. It looks like you would just explode if I It looks like you would explode if I just touched the tip. I can't hold on anymore. Do what you want. My, my. What happened to your resolve? I thought you didn't care for this sort of thing. Don't be so mean. Let me come. Snicker. Calm down. Don't you worry. We're gonna milk you more than you ever wanted to be milked. But you're in no state to have fun. Oh, I guess I'll have to let you release a little. Leona's delicate white hand reaches for my crotch. Now show us your embarrassing moment. Please, let me see the moment you release. Leona takes my penis in her hand and aims at Hameki's body. Let a lot out now, she says and begins to rub my thing. Rub, rub, rub. Because of the medicine, my penis is unusually sensitive. It doesn't even take 5 seconds for me to climax. I'm gonna come. Squirt. In that instant, I ejaculate with unbelievable force. The thick yellowish fluid flies all over their lower halves. Ah, it's so hot. It's like you said, Miss Leona. It's so thick and there's so much. Hold on just a second, guys. Whew, I have to sneeze. Hameki shrieks with pleasure as she watches the sperm that flies at her lower half. It's so hot, there's more coming out. If you were to come inside of me like this, I'm sure it would feel really good. She sighs, imagining it. Squirt. I ejaculate over and over, as I am made to enjoy myself. My consciousness slips away from the intensity of the simulation. Stimulation, not simulation. My head slumps down, but I remain standing. Even passed out, my groin continues to twitch and push out the semen that had collected. Squirt. Oh, he fainted, but still keeps ejaculating. What strong sex drive. What an amazing specimen. I want all our male members to be like this. Hameki-san, you agree? Rub, rub. Leona Morimoto continues to rub my penis, amazed as I... amazed as I finally finish ejaculating. As she does that, the semen left in my urethra comes out. Leona-san, this word. I'm exactly the same. A man's value is determined by the amount of his sperm. I agree with you completely, Miss Leona. Well, imagine that. Hameki says, looking at herself covered in semen. Hyami-kun is a prude despite having something this good. Most people would have given in by now, but he's putting up a good fight. It's okay. I'm sure if we use our bodies to convince him, he will agree to join just like the others. Heh. So in order to deepen the friendship, we have to show him some skinship. Leona says and undoes the hook on her skirt. I regain consciousness slowly. What's going on? I feel weak and my head and crotch are on fire. Oh, are you awake? Huh? I see where the voice is coming from and I'm even more confused. What? I'm surrounded by naked girls, shamelessly exposing themselves to me. And a naked Leona Morimoto is at the helm. And I am completely naked and I have a raging erection. What? I can't grasp the situation. I shake my confused head and try to regain my memory. But I can't think straight seeing what I'm seeing. I think I came to the social club room, had some tea, and then... Don't think about anything. Just enjoy it. I don't really understand, but something terrible is happening. Or is this a dream? No, this feeling in my crotch is too real to be a dream. Now, Hayami-kun, this is your welcoming party. Enjoy! The girl named Hameki says and starts sucking on my penis. Well, that's what you guys want to see, isn't it? It's also a good spot for me to leave off for the next one, right? So, we'll just go straight into the hentai scene with the next one. And, by the way, we're almost halfway through the game. I'm on choice 18 of 40. So, we're getting pretty close. But at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'll be out with Discipline. And we'll see you next time for more.